to the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that he, if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Here's Saul. He's not converted. He's got a problem. He don't want Jesus, and he don't want disciples of the Lord. And may God bless his word. Lord, speak to our hearts through the word of God today. Help us as your people to want to share Jesus, the one that loves everybody and that died for the sins of all the world. And make us a blessing. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. As I was coming home the other day, got up to I-95, and I noticed on the one of the side roads, the exits off of 95 there from 211, I noticed a man standing there with a sign. I couldn't see the sign. I don't know what it said. I just imagined. I assumed he wanted money. Handout. But didn't seem like too many people were paying any attention to him. They were going by him. I sure he wanted maybe more money. Probably he was getting help from Social Security or Social Services. Maybe he was wanting more money, whatever, I don't know. Maybe he was a drug addict or an alcohol addict. Maybe he was out of a job. Maybe his wife or lady friend had put him out. I don't know why he was out there. But he was standing out there with his little sign beside the highway. This is the time of year when the homeless find it difficult because of the cold. I often wonder if any of these people ever call on the Lord. Do they ever call on the Lord? I want to talk about the unwanted today. The unwanted. You know, half a million Americans are homeless. Think about that. Half a million Americans are homeless. Someone is counted homeless if he or she lacks a fixed, regular, or adequate nighttime residence, according to the U.S. Department of Housing. In January of 2018, 552,830 people were counted as homeless in the United States. Do you ever imagine being having to live on the road or on the street without a house, a place to stay? $194,467 were unsheltered. They had no kind of shelter or living in the streets. 358,363 did have shelter in temporary houses. Nearly half of all Americans sleeping on the streets, living in California of all places. And that's the place everybody wants to go. I want to go to California. Scenic weather, scenes. Almost half of all unsheltered people that are homeless in the United States are found in California. On the East Coast, the highest rate of homelessness is in Washington, D.C., of all places. Washington, Boston, Massachusetts, New York, they have high rates of homelessness in these. By the way, all of these are Democrat cities, all of them, where people don't have a place to stay. The homeless have high rates of mental illness, substance abuse, and incarceration. That's their background. And here's the thing that's really interesting to me. Their lack of church or religious activities or relationship increases homelessness. People that don't have time for the church, don't have time for the Lord, there's more chances of homelessness. Isn't that interesting? So as we're thinking about, I got to think about being unwanted. And I got to think about different peoples of unwanted besides the people on substance abuse, etc. My mind went back into the Bible, the Old Testament primarily. But God's ministers were always unwanted, seemingly. Jeremiah the prophet, known as the weeping prophet, was one of the reasons he was weeping was because he was unwanted by his own people. And him and Ezekiel, for example, God had told them that they would go preach, but nobody wouldn't want them. Nobody would want to listen to their message. And there's a lot of that today, aren't there? They both, Ezekiel and Jeremiah both knew they were unwanted. And Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet. Because of the sins of the people. He was preaching God's message to help the people, to warn the people. And the people wouldn't listen. They were stiff-necked, rebellious, stubborn, proud. We believe otherwise than what the prophets got to say. And of course, what happened? What those men said, Ezekiel and Jeremiah, came to pass. And all of Jerusalem and the people of the temple there, the priests, they all got taken into captivity. What many of them were slaughtered first. Women and children, elderly. Then the rest was taken down into Babylon captivity for 70 years. And all the time those priests were saying, God ain't going to let that happen. But Jeremiah had been telling them, you better repent or God's going to destroy you. Oh, God wouldn't do that to us. You know, we got some of that, I believe, in our country today. God wouldn't let anything happen to America. You better just think it. I'll tell you what, folks, if things go look like they're going now, next year, it's going to be a bad year. You notice, when I was growing up, Indians and black people were unwanted to some degree. When I was growing up, Indians went to their church, and the same was true with black people. They went to their church and their schools. You went to movie theater, it's done the same way. Now, for us, we have seldom ever saw a black person because there wasn't any in our community. There was some over at Lowe. We'd see one or two over there, especially when they haul out fertilizer. A great big tall black man would come and unload that fertilizer at the house. But we hardly ever knew a black person growing up. But some of our best friends, in fact, there was an Indian family that lived next to us. I tell you what, we loved those people. They were the best friends. And Mom and Daddy, they would just intermingle with them. And, you know, it was just wonderful. But still, back then, they went to their church. They went to their school. We went to ours. That's the way it was. Somehow society in the past had forgotten what the Bible said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. People are people, folks. And I don't know what caused the separation. But there's good people in all groups of people, folks, and there's bad ones. Boy, I know some bad white people. Amen? So since the things have kind of changed, some of my best friends are black people and Indian people. Praise God. Amen. And I got one or two white people I like. Amen. Yeah. You know, many times a farmer, he would go to the market and he'd come home crying, the farmer. He was unwanted. I've seen Daddy come home just about crying and mad, and hear of other farmers the same way. They'd take their crop to the market and they wouldn't want to give them anything. Sometimes the farmers brought it back home and would take it back later because they couldn't get nothing for their crops. But let me tell you this. The farmer would grow those products, and then when you went to the grocery store, they had a price on it, right? You had to pay their price, and you still do today. But when the farmer takes his, you got to take what they'll give you. Does that sound right? That's the way it is, though, with the farmer. They have to take what they'll give you. But you go have to buy it at the store, you got to pay their price. Since the tenant farmer was needed, but he was a nobody when it come time to pay him a decent price for his hard, sweaty work. The tenant farmer was never considered Mr. Farmer. He was just an old farmer. It was those people that wore white shirts, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. They were the important people. But the farmer, he was just an old uneducated dirt farmer. Just let him take what we'll give him. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. He's unwanted. And I felt that way when I went to school. Us country people, we felt less than around others. The list goes on and on of unwanted people in many occupations. People of every identity working in factories and other places for low wages while their employers are getting rich, buying big cars, big houses, and living it up. But the person's sweating it out. Little wages. When I went to work the first time in a public working, they paid us $1 an hour. We worked 40 hours a week then. That's $40 for the whole week. Then they took out your insurance, Social Security, your hospital insurance. They took all that out. I brought home $38. By the way, life insurance and hospital insurance cost us 14 cents. That paid for a room at the hospital that cost $10. Is it like that today? When they finally started taking out a quarter when our insurance went up, it was bad because that meant I brought home less than $38. Amen? Folks, we've seen it hard growing up. Jesus said in Luke 13:30, "Behold, there are last which shall be first." Let that sink in. There's those going to be this last now, they're going to be first one day. And there's first that's going to be last. Some of the people today that's at the top of the list, they're going to be last. Those who are believers who are poor and taken advantage of will one day be above those many who have used them for their advantage. You know, Herod, in the days of Jesus, didn't want Jesus either, did he? When Herod the king had heard this thing, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. He had heard he was a king of kings. He wanted to know where he was at. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under. Think about that little baby back there would be killed if it was a boy. Wouldn't that be bad, Johnny? That's what Herod did. He didn't want no baby boys under 2 years of age. Why? He was going to get rid of that king of kings that might jeopardize his job. Boy, there's some wicked people in this world, folks, and been some wicked people. Hey, I want to tell you something. They're still wicked people. They're just the same way. They killed over 64 million babies already in America, claiming they got a right to do that. You wait when they stand before God. Boy, they won't have nothing to rebut about, will they? One day God sent his only son into the world. He too was unwanted. What's even more disturbing, God's chosen people did not want his son. Even the Jews didn't want Jesus, did they? In John 1:11, he came into his own. His own received him not. Think about the unwanted people in this world. People that's in their way. Rid of them. Get rid of them. I talked with a man last night. I forget, he's in his mid-70s. Thought I'd never get off the phone. But he told me, he said, "Preacher, I only get $900-something a month Social Security. Now, I try to pay all my bills with that." I said, "You got any children?" "Yeah, I got a boy in California. Got a girl, I hadn't heard from her in 5 years. Don't know where she's at." Boy, that's a nice relationship, ain't it, Johnny? Ain't it bad when your children don't have no time for you? Hadn't heard from his daughter in 5 years. Don't even know where she's at. All he knows about his son is in California somewhere. Unwanted. Unwanted, folks. Look what happened to the Jewish people when they rejected Jesus. In Matthew 27:25, "Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children." The Jews said about Jesus, "We don't want him. Let his blood, crucify him, let his blood be on us." Well, look what happened to the Jews after that. In my lifetime, 6 million were put in ovens in Kiel in Germany. In AD 70, they were all taken and driven to all the nations of the world. But in my lifetime, they've been coming back home. Why? It's the end of the world. The end of the age is coming up now. They're fixing to suffer their worst time yet to come. And we're right on the verge of it. They don't even know it. Because they're still rejecting. He's still unwanted. Oh, he's unwanted by the white people, the Indian people, and the black people today too. Mostly. Few people got time for Jesus. Oh, too few Christian people got time for him. That's the reason they ain't in church. Have you ever noticed how the faith healers gets large crowds of people coming to see maybe somebody gets healed? These deceived people think that false preacher is going to perform a miracle and they're going to get to see it. People come in wheelchairs and on crutches thinking that someone blind is going to get their eyes sight back. You know, people believe that stuff. They don't know it's all set up and rigged. But Jesus wasn't false. He was really the Son of God. He proved his miracles because people really were healed when he healed them. Yeah. Still, Jesus was unwanted because he didn't deliver the nation from Roman rule. That's what they wanted. Them Jews wanted to be free from the Romans. They wanted to be the head of all the nations. That's what it is today everywhere. All the nations want to be number one. Pride is killing people everywhere, destroying people. The Jews didn't understand that before there's a crown, there's a cross to bear. And the same thing is true with us today. Before we get our glory, we got suffering in this world to go through. We got troubles and trials in this world. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Whatever problems you got, just keep going on serving me. Before we receive any glory, we got to bear our cross. Christian life is not easy. It's a struggle. Jesus had to die for the sins of all the world. And the Jews didn't understand that. It seems like people don't understand how awful sin is. How it has offended a holy God. People just don't understand God's a holy God. And we have offended him with our sin. And because of who he is, sin has got to be paid for, dealt with. And God sent his son to deal with that sin problem that we got. Because only the Son of God could deal with it. We couldn't deal with it. We didn't even want to deal with it. But God loved us so much, he sent his only son. And Jesus, the Son of God, was willing to come, take our place, pay our debt, that we might be free to serve him and one day live with him. Think about one day we're going to live in heaven, church. Amen. We're going to live in heaven. Y'all ever think about that? And we could be there anytime. We could be there any second. Boy, wouldn't I love to be standing here when the rapture takes place, preacher. Well, I'll be took if it raptured. Amen. Amen, Miss Linda. Boy, I'd love to be standing here when the rapture takes place. Whoo, would that be something? I'd have a Baptist fit, sure as the world. Yeah, the people that's been unwanted. The people that's been unwanted. The people that thought they're more deserving, better than, They got this attitude, I'm better than. I got my rights. You ain't got none. Yeah, what a mixed up world we got. You know what? It's just a sign the devil deceived the world. That's just deception. The devil's deceived people. But God loves us all, folks. He loves the unwanted too. In Genesis 1:28, God made all people. That's the interesting thing. God made everybody. Nobody's self-made. God blessed Adam and Eve and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Genesis 1:28. God said to Adam and Eve, I want you to fill this world with people. Fill the world with people. People today worry about there's going to be too many people in the world and create food shortages and starvation. Nonsense. God said, fill it with people. I want people, God said. God wants a lot of people in heaven. And I reckon one of the reasons is he said to have a lot of people because he knew only a few would choose to go live there. It'd be just a few to pick from. Isn't that sad? That's so sad. Just out of the masses and masses is a few going to believe on Jesus Christ. Recognize they're sinful and need salvation. But God still loves everybody still. Amazing the love of God. We just can't comprehend God's love, folks. God's just a loving being. He's a loving, God is love. Yeah, Jesus died for our sins. And the Jews don't understand that, even to this day. But God loves more than the Jews. God loves everybody. God loves everybody. God loves the Democrats and the Republicans and the Independents and the unaffiliated. Amen? God loves everybody. Amen. God wants everybody to be with Him. He wants to show them all His glory. You know, they don't even know how big the universe is. You just imagine the glory of God forever we're going to get to enjoy. Forever. It won't ever come to an end. Won't ever come to an end. Once we get there, there won't be an end. Wow. Think about that. In John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. People can perish if they don't accept Christ. That's so sad. People can perish. Jesus said, whoever believed in Me wouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. What a powerful verse in the Bible. John 3:16, 2 Peter 3:9, God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God don't want anybody to be lost. God don't want anybody to go to hell. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. But men go there because they love their sins more than they want to be saved, be with Jesus. How deceived a person can be. People will perish. Although Jesus died for the sins of the world, yet most people, it appears, will perish because they'll fail to prepare for eternity. Yet God made it possible for all to be saved. But too many are unwise, and the devil will deceive them out of their soul. Look at the parents that's not raising their children up to know the Lord. How sad. They don't realize they're a soul to live forever. And if they're not taught about Jesus, they'll be lost. Let me talk about God's unwanted. These that don't want God's Son, these that won't repent of their sin, now they are unwanted by God. God says, I don't want you in my heaven. You can't come to my heaven. You're unwanted. You can't come with all your sin to my heaven. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, John said. The books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And their seed gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead in it. They were judged every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. People that didn't repent of their sin will be cast into the lake of fire where the devil and the demons are at. Because God don't want them in heaven, and there's no other place for them. And God gives men what they want. You don't want me. You don't want my son. I don't want you. Don't spurn the love of God, church. You are important to God. Do you realize how important you are to God? You are important. He loves you. He wants you to spend eternity with Him. And we all can by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of our sin, trusting Him. He'll give us eternal life, and we'll live forever in His presence. Won't that be glorious? Won't it be glorious? We won't have any people that's trying to undermine us, trying to use us, trying to deceive us anymore, because we'll be in the love of God for eternity. Loving God, thank you for letting me stand here today, talk about the unwanted, talk about those that's been abused, mistreated, Lord. You know all about it, and you're keeping a record of it. You're going to make things right one of these days. We thank you for being such a just God, a God of love, mercy, and grace. We praise you through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Bless each one here today. Meet their needs of every heart and life. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we'd ask you today, if you have something on your heart and mind you want to come to the altar to pray for, come and talk to the Lord about whatever's upon your heart and mind today. Let's ask the Lord for His mercy.